We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, and we're chatting here today with Kevin Ingram, president of Manhattan Christian College, and a lot of adjustments are being made at facilities all across the country, and Manhattan Christian College is no different. Let's talk a little bit about what's going to be happening here during the summer and then eventually heading into fall.
Yeah, we are definitely, our goal was, for one, to finish this semester as strong as we could. And now that that semester is finished, you know, we're going to be now looking toward the fall a little bit more. We've been making outlines and plans and tentative plans, but now we're really going to be focusing our time on that fall. And, you know, one of the things that we will definitely be doing, and it's something we do every summer, so it's nothing new. You know, when our campus is quiet, we do a deep clean of the campus, and that's through our residence halls and the restrooms, the different rooms, the beds, the floors, the walls, everything. And so we do it already, but this year, obviously, we'll have a little increased attention on all of that and even help put more hands toward that. We're going to have some Wednesday mornings to where everybody else on faculty and staff can also join in from like 9 to noon and help us do some of the, you know, have more hands on deck to even do some more deeper cleaning of everything, even though the maintenance crew does a great job anyway. And so That's going to be one of our summer plans, just to really deep clean everything on campus, which we've already done a lot of anyway with this. I've cleaned my desk more than I ever have in the 20 years I've been here in the last 2 months. But that's going to be one of our big focuses. And then secondly, we're going to have a form a team that we're calling the Grand Reopening Team. You know, we are not reopening Manhattan Christian College because our mission has continued through all of this. So that's not the verbiage we want to be out there, but we're going to be looking at reopening our campus. And so we're going to put a team together that's going to be looking at all the facets of that, because, you know, I don't think people realize how deep it could go on a campus, and it really does go very deeply. You know, we've got facilities to look at, not only cleaning them for the fall, but what's going to be the plan in the fall to keep everything extra clean and ongoing cleaning for everything. Social distancing, and if those are still in place, how do we do that in classrooms and residence halls and food service and our athletic facilities? You know, how are we going to handle all of that? Student life, what does that look like? You know, I know some colleges are even scheduling. You have to make a schedule for coming to eat, and that you can only eat at certain times. And, you know, how do we how do we handle all of our student activities, you know, our weekly chapel, all the above. Then you've got academic life. How are we going to handle academic life? And, you know, we've even had to change some of our policies. For example, a lot of schools went to pass-fail on a course. You know, if some student is transferring in those hours, we normally require, you know, the letter grade and a GPA based on that letter grade. But the pass-fail movement in higher education is going to change it. So we've had to develop a policy to accept pass-fail hours and, you know, and all the different things. And so this summer is going to be busy. You know, how do we handle all of that? Admissions, financial aid, athletics, interaction on campus, and how we're going to move forward with that. And then you add in, are we going to be required, which we don't know yet, to do some screening and testing of students before they come on campus? And so how are we going to get students tested? How are we going to get employees tested? Do we have gloves and masks and PPE for students? Is, you know, the city commission last night, was considering and talked about requiring masks for everybody. And I appreciate the stance they took in not making that a requirement, although I think it's wise to do when we're out in public. You know, so we're trying to figure all of that out. We've already bought, you know, we didn't want to get behind the game. We've already bought equipment for temperature screening, for body temperatures and everything else. And so we're, this summer will be spent looking at all the angles of that. And then, you know, if we're going to be able to reopen in late in the fall, a second wave happens, how are we going to finish out? We know we can do it. So we just want to get ahead of the game and make plans. And so we're going to be putting a team together to help us make sure that we think of every angle we need to think of and start developing strategies to move forward. Because, like I said, our goal is to reopen our campus and for it to be a safe and healthy environment, you know, spiritually, physically, mentally, and emotionally for everybody who'd come on our campus. And so, you know, that's before we ever touch our special events, like our leadership breakfast we have in September. You know, how are we going to be able to hold that? Is it going to be virtual or is it going to be on campus? And we will start working on that for the next 10 to 12 weeks.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of planning that goes into all this. And certainly you got to take as much caution as you can. You want to protect folks. In the meantime here, I know that there are some activities that people can still participate in, even if it's not in person.
Yeah, there really are. And, you know, we've done some things this spring, and, you know, we went into this thinking that while this is going to be a challenge, it was also an exciting opportunity that MCC could come out stronger for this and there could be some real benefit. And, you know, for example, we offer a free Bible class. We've done that for years, and we've had anywhere from 60 to 80. It's grown from 60 to 80 people in that class. This year it was virtual. We did it on Facebook Live, and those who registered for the class more than doubled. We had, I think, 178 to 180 people register for the class, and now that it's still out there, we've had people from other parts of the world even who've watched it and benefited from it. And so it's really been a cool thing to see. Our Vision 360 banquet, we had people from 12 states that I noticed watching that event the night that we normally have it here at the Hilton Garden Inn. We did it virtually and had even more participation, you know. So it's really been a benefit for us to see how that works. And so I think, you know, in the future, as we look at other events, I think we, when we're allowed to, we'll still have them on campus, but it will also still have that, you know, that virtual dimension to help people connect. And so, you know, we're hoping to move forward with that. It's also a great opportunity to advertise our online program. People can get a finish their college degree through MCC, and in management and ethics is one degree, as well as biblical leadership, if they're considering just learning more about the Bible. All of those are available online, and that program has some numbers right now that are trending in a positive direction, and we appreciate that. And so, you know, things are going to continue, and those opportunities will still be available. We'd love to have people be a part of them.
All right. Very good. And we were talking during the break about a project going on campus. There's actually a demolition going on.
Yeah, there is, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk about it, because when they started demoing Sanders Apartments, it's the old Paddleford Apartments, for people who've been around Manhattan a long time. When I was a student in the 80s, it was called Paddleford Apartments. But when we were able to acquire that building, the Bill and Pat Sanders out of Protection, Kansas, were the ones who provided that opportunity. And so we renamed it Sanders Apartments in 1999. And it's an old building, has been around for decades. And just through the years, wear and tear, with the plumbing starting to fall apart and sewage lines starting to break and water lines that were old, and many of those were, you know, the iron that causes issues in water lines. The building had asbestos in it. The electrical in there obviously doesn't handle the electrical needs of everybody today with laptops and computers and iPods and phones and all the above. For us to have gotten it up to current code and have it to be a more safe facility and fix all the plumbing and electrical issues, we had a local contractor come in and evaluate it for us, and their advice was, hey, you know, it really is not, the facility and the structure is not worth the investment that you would make in it. Because, you know, I dreamed of, you know, kind of redoing it and using it for upper class housing. So we had to make the decision to tear down that facility because of just the age and wear and tear on the building. And it also had asbestos in the building, so we had to have the asbestos mitigated, and appreciated Associated Insulation's partnership on that. And so we got the asbestos removed, and the building's now torn down. It's between Laramie and Fairchild on 16th Street. And so that lot is now open, as well will be. They're still working on it. But it was one of those tough decisions, because we hated to have to do it, but it just made more financial sense and safety sense for everybody if we went ahead and demolished that building. And so we've done that, and we'll be finishing that up this week, and appreciate Howie's and their partnership with us on that as well. So just one of those tough calls that you hate to see go, because I love some of those old buildings, but it was still a wise move for us to make all the way around.
Yeah, well, it makes the campus look a little different, but, you know, change is not always bad, and it's kind of nice to see how campuses will evolve over time.
Yeah, they do have to evolve, and, you know, a lot of it has to do with, you know, just the world that we live in and the quality of housing that students live in before they come here. You know, that's changed over the last 3 or 4 decades as well. You know, I grew up and even for a while shared a room with a sister, you know, because my parents had 4 kids and we only had 3 bedrooms. But now students have rooms on their own and live much differently, and so we have to adapt to help meet that need as well. So just part of being a part of 2020 America.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, and you know, and a lot of us are looking to our leadership right now to kind of help us get back to whatever normal is going to look like here going forward. And as a leader of the Manhattan Christian College, how would you say the last couple months have been as far as stress, anything like that? Has it stressed you out any?
Oh, yeah, obviously, you know, there's been a lot of stress from this, and waking up in the middle of the night and your mind running for an hour or so trying to think of things you need to be addressing during the next day. But overall, I'd say it's worked out well. You know, for one, it's helped me just from a stress perspective to get out and walk more, and just to put some headphones in with some music playing and listen and even pray. I even listened to the Bible while I walked. And so I appreciate some of the positives that have come out of this. And to be honest, our donors, you know, in the month of April, really were just very, very generous with MCC. And the month of April was one of our largest months of giving ever toward our general fund. And obviously we needed it because we had some expenses that, you know, came along with all this, but all of that, the encouraging notes, phone calls I've received, you know, one of the reactions we took was, you know, we just started getting on the phone with a lot of our partners and donor churches and donors and friends of the college and alumni you know, but with some Zoom calls with donors and you know, in groups of about 10 or 12. And through all of that, it's been, you know, very encouraging. I'll admit, I love people. I'm an extrovert, and this world is not a healthy place for extroverts.
Hey, Kevin,
you know, but it.
Sorry, we're tight on time here, so I got to let you go. Well, we appreciate you joining
us. Thank you, though.
You bet.
Hey, you guys have a great day. Thanks for the opportunity.
It's 10 a.m. at KMAN Manhattan.